I'm talking to Gonzalez Santos, one of the participants at the 2011 Aquatina annual event this year in Faro. Gonzalo, I first met you when you were a student at an EAS international conference. What was your role there?
It was actually in Krakow in Poland where we first met, and I had two roles there. One was to present my work from the PhD, I had an oral presentation. The other role was I was organizer of the EAS student group workshop.
And where were you studying at that time?
I was carrying out my PhD in Wageningen University in the Netherlands.
Where did you do your first degree?
My first degree was in Portugal at the University in Lisbon. I did biotechnology. Within that degree, I also did part of an internship in Ghent in Belgium as an Erasmus student. And after that, I went to Wageningen to first do the MSc and later on continue for the PhD.
That's really interesting, you know, because obviously the Erasmus helped you a lot in some respects. You presented a poster at another EAS conference in Trondheim in 2009. Now, what was its subject?
That was a poster that resulted out of an experiment that I did during my PhD to assess the effects of dissolved CO2 in the water. Well, the effects on the energy partition in seabass, cultured in recirculation systems.
I know, of course, that you won the Lindsay Laird Award in 2009 at Trondheim. Was winning the award useful for you?
Well, I think it's an honor to win such an award, and it's useful from the point of view that you get recognition for your work that you do. On the other hand, you can also use it to sell yourself when you take your CV to companies or to potential employees that you won such an important award.
That's interesting from our point of view. And where do you work now?
Well, now I work at Biomin, which is an Austrian-based company, but it's a multinational, and I work in the R&D department, focusing on research and development of products for aquaculture species.
Thank you very much for sharing your views with us. It was great to meet you again. Maybe next year you can be a judge yourself.
It would be a pleasure.